Vayter in Shas Rei Daf Tesvav, picking up on Yud Dalet Amud Beis, was the bottom of the page, the last Mishnah on the page. Zok the Heilige Mishnah. Mishalchen Kelim, Bein Tfurin, Bein Shainim Tfurin. You're allowed to go out and send gifts. We spoke about last Mishnah about sending certain things. Now we're going to talk about other ideas, certain things that are being sent. And that is Kelim, meaning Begadim, clothing, Rashi says, on Yontif, Bein Tfurin, whether they're sown, Bein Shainim Tfurin, or they're not sown. Even though they have kilayim, you're allowed to do it. Vehein letzarech ha-moed, because it can be used on the moed. Rashi says the Gemara is going to explain how could it be used. Avalo sandal masumer, not allowed to send a sandal ha-masumer. Sandal masumer, Gemara we saw in Shabbos Taf Samach, is talking about a sandal that has these spikes that are on the bottom of it. And as Rashi says, they were gozer, you're not allowed to wear them on Shabbos or on Yontif because of the Maisa Shahayon, the terrible story that happened. Shenergu Arugim Shabbos al Yodub Mesech Shabbos, a lot of people died. There are three different versions, I believe, of that story in Shabbos, but what exactly happened? But more or less what happened was is they had these, there was a gezer against Klal Yisrael, and the Jews were hiding out. And what happened is that they got scared that maybe the enemy was coming. They heard a noise, or maybe they saw a footprint, and they thought, like, oh, no. And they ended up, you know, trampling themselves. And the Gemara there says that more the Yidden died because of that than the actual enemy themselves, in which case they then were gozer, not to forget this, that you're not allowed to wear it on Shabbos or Yontif. So it says in the Mishnah that you're allowed to go ahead of Alo Masada Masumi, you're not allowed to send that. Velo Minal Sheinu Tafor, you can't send a Minal, a shoe that's not Tafor. Rashi says, the Lo Chazi Lamidi, because it's not really for anything, it's not fit for anything. What do you use it for? So if it's not sewn, an unsewn shoe, what's it going to help you? Rabbi Yehuda Amar that says, Lo Minal Lavan, you're not allowed to send a white shoe. Why? Because it wasn't the way that they wouldn't wear that. No one would wear white shoes. They would still only wear black shoes, and therefore it's not fit. So you don't send it either. Uman, you need an uman in order to go ahead, Rashi says, to blacken it, to make it black. Zeklal, this is the general principle. Kol sheinu yusin bo b'yom tov, anyone who says you could, anything that can be used on Yontif, mishalchen, so you're allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to send it on Yontif. The Gemara is going to qualify what that means exactly. Let's begin. Now, the Mishnah says, you're allowed to go, you're allowed to send begadim, whether they're tefurin or they're not tefurin, whether they're sewn or they're not sewn. Now the girl wants to know, bishlam tefurin, I understand, chazal mabush, you can go, you can wear it. Shein tefurin nami, even if they're not tefurin, so if they're not sewn, I get it. Chazal lechsuye, because you can go and you can cover yourself with it, you can wrap it around you and wear it. Ele kilayim lemay chazal, when the Mishnah said that you're allowed to send kilayim, what can you use for? Chite mechazal lemesech to say, if you want to say, maybe I could use it in order to fold it over and to sit on it. No, you're not allowed to do that. Votanya, lo yale alecha. The pasuk says in the Vayikra, you're not allowed to let woolen linen, if you have some sort of shyness, it can't come on top of you. It can't protect you, warm you, etc. Oh, sounds like you're allowed to fold it over and put it underneath you. Said you can't do it, because maybe you're going to have one of the threads is going to come up on top of you, and it's going to warm you, and therefore it's usher to go ahead and even put it underneath you. So what are you going to use it for? To put something on top of it. I'll do something that's going to be mafsik between me and it, in which case it should be fine. I'm Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, I'm Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, I'm Rabbi Yehoshua ben Shalom, I'm Rabbi Shimon Kaol HaKadish to Bishalayim. Great people said, I feel Eser Matzot Zu Al Gabizu, and if you have 10 sheets, one on top of the other, B'kilayim Tachtayim, you have kilayim underneath it, Otzer Lishon Aleim, you're not allowed to go and sleep on top of such a thing. Even though you have all these things, so what can you use it for? Elabi vilon. It's talking about a vilon, a curtain. You could use it in order to go out and use it as a curtain. Rashi says, "Roy, the first can I get a Pesach? Go ahead, you hang it by the entranceway." I've amar ulam eprimam or vilon tame. Why is it that they say that a vilon can be mekabel tuma? Rashi explains why isn't it just like a wall? That one of the mechitzas, that it's not of a house, which is not mekabel tuma. Why is it taka mekabel tuma? Because the fact that the shamish, the person who's, you know, the master, the person taking care of the house, he would go ahead and he would wrap himself up at the bottom part of it in order to go warm himself. Therefore, has a Torah's kli on it. And since you could be mechamim with it, therefore it would be usher to go ahead to send it even as a vilon. So what is it used for? Beep, turn the page, daf tesvav. Ella Bekashin, we're talking about Tesvav Malf. We're talking about it's very kashe, it's very hard, it's very stiff. Rashi says, Begadim Kashim, Shein Mischamim, Mutter Li Shevaleim. Since they're not going to be Mischamim, not going to warm you up, it's Mutter to go and sit on it. Even if a little strand comes up, it's not going to be Mischamim you. V'chi ha, Damar Avhuna Beredi Rav Yeshua. Like over there, said the following. Hai Namta Gamda, Dinarish Sharia. This is a particular location. Rashi says, Namta is a levid shikorin platra belaz. Gamda kasha is very, very hard material that was from a place called Narsh. Rashi says, Makom. I just want to read one thing. Kasha kamo gumdu sana davishu kavits nasa kasha. Sharia, Rashi says, Sharia l'shiva she'enu mischamin yulad go mesedik stam mechamin. It's a type of material that's very, very hard. And therefore, it's like, mechamin yulad asem it. Amra papa, Ardlin ein behen mishum kilayim. This is like a slip-on thing that they would put under their shoes. If they had it was leather from a goat, and there was sometimes wool there as well. And you can end up having that there's wool and linen, which would be shyness, but it's not a problem. Rashi says the kashen because very kashen, therefore it's not an issue. So that's what it means when we talk about the kilayim. It's going to be something which is begadim kashen, very hard, stuff that aren't going to warm you. Amarava hanitzrari depshite. Rashi explains this to be a beged kilayim chetsruin bomos. You would wrap up your money in this type of cloth that was made out of shatness. It is not a problem to go ahead and hanitzrari depshite. Abraham mishum kilayim. There's no issue of a kilayim. You go and you put it in your lap and don't worry about it because the Rashi says that the coins would make it hard. But you'll open your lap. Shamos mikashin osova einu mechamim. It's not going to warm you up at all. Therefore, it's not a problem. Einu mishum kilayim debizrani. But if these type of things that are used in order to wrap up tzitzur behem zroyim, you put seeds in them. Yesh b'mishum kilayim. That taka does have an issue of kilayim because that will still warm you up over there. V'asel l'sitein b'solcheiko. You can't put it in your lap. V'ashi amar v'ashes echazev echazev. Both of them einu mishum kilayim. There's no issue of kilayim whatsoever. V'she'in derechim mukach. That's not the normal way to mechami yourself by putting a little money bag on yourself or a seed bag on you. There's no issue with that. Next part of Mishnah, Velo Sandal Masumi. You can't send the Sandal Masumi. That's the one which has these spikes coming off the bottom. Sandal Masumi, my time aloha. How come? It's from Maisa Jahaya. Because of Maisa Jahaya that we already explained, the terrible tragedy that you can't use it. Amar Abai, Sandal Masumi, Asil Analo. You're not allowed to go and wear it. Umutu Latalto, but it's Umutu Latalto. It's not considered Muksa. It's considered a Kli. You're not allowed to wear it because of Xer and Andra Xer, but it's still not an issue. To go move it. It's mutter to move it because the fact that it says you're not allowed to go and you're allowed to send it. You can't send it as a gift, but you're allowed to go move it. These sakatai tachas latatl. If you would have said it's also even to be metaltel, if it's already also to be move it, mishalchem boy, you have to tell me I'm not allowed to go and send it. Obviously, it's not muksa. Next, v'lo menosheno tafur. You can't send a shoe that's not sewn. It says gemara pshita. Obviously, what are you talking about? It's gemara lo nitzucha ella. Even if you were nakab besiche, Rashi says, is that you say this katana shall eats. You didn't sew it, but you took these little pegs of wood and you like kind of pushed them together in such a way. Even that is a problem. Next, by Rabbi Huda, my aflo min alavin, you can't send this white shoe. Tanya, Rabbi Huda, matir b'shachar. Rabbi Huda says, if it's black, then it's totally fine. There's no problem. You can send it. The also beloved, but he has is sending a white shoe. But he should beats a gear because it needs more in order to get it done. Rashi says gear min karka mashkir is this type of thing from the ground that blackens it. What's the lotion of beitzas? Rashi says beitzas called davar nilush, anything which is kneaded, v'nasa avin, becomes thick, kari beitzas. So it means this kneaded type of material from the ground that's used in order to go ahead to blacken the shoe. Biosi oser b'shachar. Biosi aser is even to use a black one, because he says you have to smooth it out. What does that mean? Says Rashi, lachliko. You got to smooth it. What they used to do is they would you have this hide from the animal that was used, they would put on the shoe. So the question is, was it that the furry part, the part with the hair, was on the inside or on the outside? And he says that in his place, as we're going to see in a second, they used to flip that the basar b'mechutz, the flesh was on the outside. The hair was on the inside. They used to go ahead and they had to make sure that it was smoothed out first. That was one of the processes that had to be done. So therefore, you're not allowed to send even that. But lo pligin, they're not arguing, because mar ki asre, one of them going according to the minhag of his place, one the other place. But asre de mar bisel asachas, by Rabbi Yehuda, it was done on the on the inside. Bisa misachas, lisachas means it was on the inside of the shoe. Rashi says, lefnim, hilkach ein sarkhan lisachas, you don't have to go ahead and smooth it out. Therefore, you go and you can send the shoe. Basa demar, bisa le'el, he says the shoe's on the outside, and therefore you have to smooth it, and therefore you're not allowed to go and send it because it's not considered finished. Zeh klal. Then we said, this is the general rule. Kol shen yos and boba yomtov, anything can be used on yomtov, you can go ahead and you can send. Rav Sheshes. He allowed them to send tefillin to one another on Yontif. Anything that can be used on Yontif, you could send. It says, no, this is what it meant. Anything that can be used during the week, in other words, something is going to Rashi says shumetukan kol tzarko. It's completely and totally finished. Then mishachanos ol biyontif. You could send it on yontif. Rashi says the high biyontif de katani. Very mishachanos ol biyontif. The high biyontif de katani masnisen lav ani osin de la kameika. It's not going on saying the things that you could use on yontif. Ella a mishalchin de basrei ulasuye tefillin. It's meant to say it's talking about things that can be used not on yontif, and it's coming to include tefillin. Asa, tefillin asa, diinami manachal hu biyomtov leki sura. Going to put it on yontif, wearing tefillin and yontif, that's not an iser. That's a machlokas rishonim. But Rashi is saying wearing tefillin and yontif, we don't wear tefillin, but if you did, it's not an iser to do such a thing. Miu sandal masumer lo de lo lema midasharu abanim l'shalchu shmaminom atalanelo. But you can't send sandal masumer. Why? You let her wear it during the week. And it's just because they don't want to think that the gezera was annulled. Omar Abaye, hey. Tefillin, hol vasal yadan, once we were talking about tefillin, once tefillin have come to our hands, name of Milsa, why don't we say something about it? Hayibaba derech tefillin, barosh, that person's walking along the road and he's wearing tefillin. Rashi says, be'erev Shabbos. V'shaka lev cham, and the sun starts to set. What does he do? Maniach yado aleim ad shemagia lebeso, put your hand on top of it until you get to your house. Rashi says, so people, shalo yirum, so people shouldn't see you wearing tefillin. They let you bring it in while wearing it. It's a var kil achayad, and because of bizayon, they don't want to leave the tefillin over there. So you let it go, and you let it go, bringing it to your town in such a way. It says the Gemara, "Haya Yosef beis Hamedrash tefillin beroshu." The person sitting in beis Hamedrash, Rashi says, "Besade haya ve'enu mishtamer." It's in a field that's not guarded. V'kidesh alav ayom, and then what happens is it becomes Shabbos. Miniach yado aleim ad shemegila beis. So go put your hand on it until you get to your house. Now it says in both cases until your house. Masiv avuna beidravika haya baba derech tefillin beroshu. The person is walking along the way and he has tefillin on his head. V'kidesh alav ayom, and then it becomes Shabbos. Miniach bring it to a house that is close to the wall. Rashi says, once you come into the city, but in the first house you see, don't bring it to your house. Same thing. So both of them are saying that you don't bring it to your own house, but rather you bring it to the first house. What's going on? Says the Gemara, we said before it's your house. Now we're saying not your house. Lokasha. Had the mintra, had the lamintra. When the Braisa says that you can go and put it into the place which is the closest right there, that's like mintra. Mintra means it's guarded. It's a place which we don't have to worry something's going to happen. Hadalo mintra. When it goes and says you got to bring it to your house, it's talking about that the house is not protected house. Frek the Gemara, what are you talking about? Eat the lomintra, if it's not protected, then my iria barosha, why you got to bring up a case if you're wearing it? Afilu machta ma'ar al-dami, even if it's just sitting on the floor, you can go out and do such a thing. Though tonight we looked at a mission Erevin. Hamotzi tefillin, someone goes on Shabbos, they find tefillin out in the field. Machisin zug-zug, a whole load of tefillin are there, you should put them on zug-zug. Rashi says, nosin barosha, echad ve'echad bezro, kederach anachasan b'chol, machnisa, bring him in, b'chozer holich, v'lovish, zug, acher, machnisa, do the same thing for the next one. Tefillin shal rosh, v'shal zrora, zug zug. That's what it means when it says zug zug. So then what's the answer? Take. Why clearly that can't be what we're talking about, because then we would have said even if you just find it, not if you're wearing it. It's lo kasha. Had the minto machmas ganfi or machmas kalve. One case is talking about when the Braisa says go put it in the house that's closest to the wall. That's talking about a place that's protected from ganovim and from dogs. Had the minto machmas klavik, but the other one that says you can bring it to your house, that's when it's guarded from dogs, but it's not. V'lo minto machmas ganvim, but it's not guarded from ganavim. Ma'u de tema.
Again, hal d'mitri mechas kalvi. This it is protected because of dogs, but it's not protected because of ganavim. So mal d'tei, maybe you would think rov listim Yisrael ninu v'lo mezalzele buhu. Most you would say that most of the ganavim that are in the area where there are yidden that are living are not. They're going to be Jews themselves, and therefore they're not going to go ahead and not going to be mezalzel. And the tefillin kamash v'lan comes to tell you not like that. Don't think it's going to be okay, and therefore you got to bring it into the actual house. Hadron aloch beitza. Okay, you know our minhag. We say hadron aloch, and we actually go ahead and do such an idea. Take a look at beitza, my friends. Daf beis amud aleph. Look the high liga mishnah. Beitza shnol to be yom to be shamirom tochel beselam lo tochel. Good. Now riotze next perek. Very exciting, starting the second parak of Meseches Beitza. Here we go. Zakta Gemore, Tesvav Amabez, and remember by beep, beep, Yom Tov Shechalios Erev Shabbos. We're now going to get into the sugya of Eruv Tavshilin. You're not allowed to cook on Yontov for Shabbos, clearly not on Shabbos at all, but if Yontov falls out on a Friday, you're not allowed to cook on Yontov on the Friday for Shabbos. However, if you cooked on Yontov, you have leftovers, and you're allowed to go and have that on Shabbos, that's not a problem. The problem is to do it dafka for that. Unless you create something called an Erev Tavshilin, we're going to see the Mechogit B'Sham B'Selah, what that is, how much it has to be. But once you do, and you create that Erev Tavshilin, which is either one cooked dish or two of them, then you can go out and cook on Yontif for Shabbos itself. So let's take a look at the Mishnah. Yom Tov Shechal Yosef Shabbos, Yom Tov falls out on a Friday. Lo Yivasha B'Tchilim Yom Tov L'Shabbos. You can't dafka think. B'tchila means originally you're having in mind as you're cooking Yontov doing it for Shabbos. Rashi says Lios Tchilas Bishulo Vikru L'Shem Shabbos El L'Shem Yontov. It should be for Yontov. Yay, Tchilas Bishulo Ve'Amushuyar and whatever's left over Yay L'Shabbos. Like we say, Ketiketani. I was not going to explain. Avam Mavashahu L'Yomtov Ubelo Harama. Come on. But you're not allowed to do Harama, right? The Gemara is going to say later what that means is that you're not allowed to say, oh yeah, I'm really cooking for Yontif and cook like 5,000 pieces of something and like really it's for Shabbos and you're just playing shtick. That you're not allowed to do. But you're allowed to cook for Yontif, and if it's left over, you can give it. You can cook for Yontif. If it's left over, Hosil Shabbos, left over Shabbos, that's fine. You can go and use it for Shabbos. The Osa Tavshil Me'erev Yontif. And now we get into Erev Tavshilin. If you go and you cook some, you take a tavshil, a cooked dish, and you cook that Erev Yontif on Erev Yontif, then, and you set that aside for an Erev, Rashi says L'Shem Erev, then you can go out V'somach Alav L'Shabbos. You can be rely on this for Shabbos, and now cook on Yontif for Shabbos. Beisham Yomer, they say Shei Tavshilin. It has to be two different cooked dishes. Beisil Yomer, Tavshil Echad, even one's good. V'shavin, both of them agree. B'dag u'beitza shalav, if you have a dog, fish with beitza and an egg that's smeared on it, which is a common dish apparently, that's considered like two dishes, Shei Tavshilin, and therefore even Beisham would say that's fine. Achlo shavin, let's say you ate the Erev Tavshilin or it got lost. And we're talking about now it's on Yontif, and therefore you want to prepare things for Shabbos, but now you don't have this anymore to be able to prepare for Shabbos. What's it then? Lo yivash shalav b'tchila, and now you're stuck. You don't have it, you can't use it. V'imshir b'men ha-kolshu, but if it's a little bit left over, which you're going to see later means a kezayis, then somech halov l'Shabbos, you can still rely on it for Shabbos. Rashi says, levash shalav b'tchila, to cook. Minani mi li frekta elig gemara. From where do we know this? From where do we know what? Says Rashi. Lav dafka mikroi. We don't want to know from a mikroi olive. We don't know like where we learned this, which pasuk. Because the concept of Erev Tavshilin is not d'oraisa. So you're not going to find a pasuk. Rashi says, why? Because Erev Tavshilin d'rabbanan. V'hochi kamibayla. This is the question. Ahicha asmechu rabbanan. What were the rabbanan so mechlis on? Right? They What's there like asmachta? Where do we find in the Tata that speaks about this? Amar Shmuel says, Amar Kol, the pasuk says, Zachar is Yom HaShabbos HaKadosh, remember the day of Shabbos in its sanctity. Rashi says, Ein Zechira Ela B'davar Mishtachech. There's no remembering unless something can be forgotten. Zachreu Me'achar Shabbat Lashkicho. Come to tell you, remember it from another day that may make you forget it. What's that talking about? That's talking about it. Friday is Yontif. So since you're so focused on Friday, you're not going to end up remembering Shabbos. You're not going to have what to eat. But if you go and you make an Erev, then that will remind you that you have to keep food for then, for tomorrow. My time of, what's the pshat that they said they have to have Erev Tavshilin? Amar Rava. Rava says, we're going to see two different answers. Rava says, Kadeshi Yivra Mana Yafa L'Shabbos, so Mana Yafa L'Yontif. The reason is, again, don't forget that there's Shabbos. And he's going to put aside enough food for Shabbos and put aside enough food for Yontif. As Rashi spells out, we just said, Mitoch Shema'arev Zocher Es HaShabbos, you remember Shabbos, Ve'enu Mechale Es HaKol, you're not going to end up getting rid of everything, Liyom Tov, everything of Yontif. Ubaru manalas el manazegin is separated for this and for that. Rav Ashi Amri says differently. Kidei sheyomru, so that people are going to say, ein ofen miyomtiv l'shabbos. We're not allowed to cook on Yontif for Shabbos, right? Unless you go out and make an Erev Tav Shilin. Kal v'chomer miyomtiv l'chol. Certainly you can't do it from Yontif to Chol. So you see, he's trying to go ahead to do what? In order to keep the Kedusha of Yontif. In order that not get messed up, you can start to think you can do for Chol. Whereas that's what the way that Rav Ashi is learning it. Rav is learning it for Kedusha of Shabbos. Tanan. We're not going to ask a kasha on Rava based off the Mishnah. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah. Osa Tav Shel Erev Yomtiv, V'somichal of the Shabbos. You make it on Erev Yomtiv and somichal for Shabbos. Bishlam Rav Ashi makes sense going to Rav Ashi. Dami Kedesh Yomer Ein Ofen Yomtiv L'Shabbos. In order to remind you, you're not allowed to cook from Yomtiv to Shabbos, right? Unless you had an Erev beforehand, and then clearly you can't do it from Yomtiv to Chol. Hainu Deme Erev Yomtiv In Be Yom Tov Lo. That's why the Erev Tavshila has to be done on only Erev Yom Tov. Then it's going to work. But Be Yom Tov Lo, if you did it on Yom Tov itself, it wouldn't work. Ela L'Rava, according to Rava, the whole purpose is to remind someone to go ahead, to set aside stuff that you're going to have for Yom Tov, for Shabbos. Ma'irim Erev Yom Tov. What does it have to be done except Erev Tavshila and Erev Yom Tov? Afilu Be Yom Tov Nami, even if you set up on Yom Tov itself. Because the whole purpose is to remind you not to eat too much, and in a way that you're not going to end up having food over. So if it's in order to tell you you're allowed to cook, so then you cooked an Erev Yontif, like according to Rav Ashi, you cooked an Erev Yontif, and you're continuing it for Shabbos. But that's why it's got to be Erev. But if you're doing it again, like the way Rava said it, so then what's the problem with just doing it before you start eating on Yontif? Set aside something to remind you to set aside food for Shabbos. That's a Gemara Enechinami. Yitaka could do it on Yontif itself. The reason why we say do it on Erev Yontif is that you shouldn't forget. Rashi says, Yishakach v'lo Erev Mishum Titar. You're so busy, so not focused, so much to do, that you end up forgetting to do it. So therefore, you don't do such a thing. Therefore, we say do it Erev Yontif. But Yitaka could do it on Yontif itself. Okay, so now, we gave one reason to answer the question of Minon immediately. Shmuel says, because the Pasuk says, Zachar Soma Shabbos Lekacho. Zachreyum Echa Shebolash Kicho. That's one answer. Now, we have another answer to the Minohani Mili, and this is the following. Vatana Maisel Me'acha. Atana comes along and he says it from the following. Brings it from the following. Rashi says something very interesting. He says, this is the way that the Talmud works. Kach derech shitas a Talmud. When you have an Amora that comes and gives an answer, namely Shmuel, in order to give a reason where he's coming from, we then go out and say, oh, that's nice, that's where he gets it from. And now we have a Tana that is from another place. That's what it says the following. Tana Maisel Me'acha. Eis asher tofu eifu, veis asher tevashlu bashelu. This is the pasuk just talking Stam on Shabbos, you know, that Moshe Rabbeinu is coming teaching Klal Yisrael. Make sure that you get your food ready, you're baking, you're cooking on Friday, because you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. Mikana Rabbi Eliezer, Ein Ofen Ela Ala Ofoy. We're not allowed to bake Ofen Ela Ala Ofoy. In other words, continue baking only on something which is already baked. So on Yontif, I'm allowed to bake for Shabbos things that I had already begun the process of baking before Yontif had already started. I'm not allowed to cook on Yontif for Shabbos except for things that were already cooked. Otherwise, I'm continuing, I'm adding on to that was already done beforehand. Over here is that there was some of this concept from the Torah. Tana Rabban on the story time. Maisa Rabbi Eliezer, the story that happened with Rabbi Eliezer. Shahaya Doshev Darsh Kolyom Kulabichos Yontif. It was Yontif itself, and he was darshening on Yontif, all the halachas of Yontif. Yatsa Kasvishana, the whole group of people are sitting there and listening. Suddenly, a group of people got up to go leave. Rashi says, Liso Tsudis Yontov. Vinuchu Darsh. They left the drasha to go have a Tsudis Yontif. Omar, he said aloud, he said, Halalu Bali Pitsin. These people are Bali Pitsin. Rashi says, Pitsin are Chavios Gedol. They had these big barrels that they had over there, this delicious wine. And that's where they're going to leave right now. They're going to leave because they want to go and get involved. They're not yagea to really push themselves in the shtag. Kashni, when the second group got up when they left, he says, those own barrels. In other words, it's a lower level below these huge barrels. They're smaller barrels. Kashlishi, the next one, says they have pitchers. They have a little bit less, but they also are going for their worldly pleasures. Kasavi, when the fourth one got up, Amar Lulu Bali Laginin, which is even smaller kli. And the Kaschamisha, the fifth one got up, Amar Lulu Bali Kosos, those are owners of cups. In other words, they have even less, but again, they're going to go drink, eat, drink, and be merry. Yeskil Kashish Lotz, when the sixth group got up to go, Amar, he said, Halalu Bali Me'ira. These people are very lowly. It's a big insult. And Rashi says, Shaya Besamejish, Misrokan Me'od, Ginaya Dav Vakash Be'enav. The Besamejish is like really empty, and like they're getting up to leave, and he looked at them like in a really negative way because they're leaving now. Nasan Einav Batamidam, and he looked at the Tamidam that were over there, that were sitting there. They start to get really nervous. Like, Oyvei, Rashi says, they thought they were angry on the sixth one because they took so long to leave. He's going to be angry at us. He says, no, Banai, my children. I'm not saying this about you. The only ones that left. They're leaving. They're putting aside the full world to come. They're dealing with the worldly pleasures over here, which means the Su'udah. They're getting involved with their Su'udah. B'shas P'tiras and Omer when they got up to go and leave, when he was done with his shear, he said, "Lechu ichlum." Quoted the pasuk, "Get up and go and eat mishmanim ushesum abisakim. Go eat fatty foods and sweet drinks. V'shilchu manos lein nachon lo, and send portions to those who don't have. Ki kadosh hayom ladoneinu, this is a kadosh day for our master, for Hashem. Ve'al te'ot sevu ki chedvas Hashem himozichem. And don't be sad, because the joy of Hashem, that is going to give you your strength. Now, Amar Mar, Shemini chayom ve'oske b'chayisha, they said that they left the world to come, and they're dealing with this world. V'ha simchas yomtov mitzvi, the simchas yomtov, you'll be involved, that's a mitzvah. So what are you tying? What are you coming against them? Rabbi Lezer Latame, no, Rabbi Lezer goes according to his own logic, Tame, he says simchas yomtov rishus. He holds it just a rishus, and therefore he should just continue shtagging until the shir is over. Ditanya, where do we see this? Rabbi Lezer Omer, ein lo l'adam biyomtov ela o ochel v'shose o yosev v'shona. A person can get out or sit, eat and drink, or they can go out and they can sit and they can shtag toy. Meaning they don't have a chiyuv to actually have any sort of suda. If Yeshua Omer Chalkev says, no, split it up. Chetziu l'Hashem and Chetziu l'Hashem. Half for Hashem and half for you. Now Tosus points out, by the way, top right over here. V'yaf agav de le'el karmel le'tamidav ichlu mishmanim v'shosem v'taklim. He says, oh yeah, go eat and drink, even though he said you could sit and learn all day. Mishum to see him at Joshua. The Joshua was over. Da'a b'shar yamim nami. Right during the week also. Nami, how you ochlin achar Joshua? Not that they fasted, they would eat. To be kovakam amr lehu, ichlu mishmanim v'shosem v'taklim mishum simchas yamtov. Go do, because it's simchas yamtov. You know, that's what you should be focusing on now, because the shir is over. Rabbi Yeshua said you should split it up, half for Hashem and half for yourselves. Now we bring the pasuk. Amar Rav Yochanan, Ushnei Mikra Echadarshi. They both dash it from the same pasuk. Kosev Echad Omer. Pasuk says, Atzeres La Hashem Elokecha. Atzeres, which means you gather in for Hashem himself. This is talking about, this pasuk is talking about on Pesach, 7th day of Pesach, that you gather for Hashem. Oh, which sounds like you're doing it for Hashem. Because of Echad Omer, another pasuk says, Atzeres Tia Lechem, that it should be something which is for you. This is pasuk talking about Shemini Atzeres. Hakeit said, how so? Is it for Hashem, is it for you? Rabbi Lezer Sarvayim says, O Kul Hashem, O Kul Lechem. He says, either one, either it's all for Hashem or it's all for you. Rabbi Yeshua Sarvayim says, Chalkeyu Chetzel Hashem, Chetzel Lechem, half for you and half for Hashem. So Rabbi Lezer is saying, look, in one pasuk it says for Hashem, one pasuk it says for you. Which means you have a rishus to do either one. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, it's coming to tell you, do both, just split it up. Now, when he brought up the pasuk and go and give food to those who didn't prepare, right, who didn't have, le'in nachon lo, don't have it, what does that mean? Amar Rav Chista. Rav Chista comes along and says, we're going to see two different answers to this. Lemi shelo iniach eruv tavshilin. It's talking about someone who didn't set up an eruv tavshilin. Make sure that you give food to them, because now they can't go ahead and you can't make food on Yom Tov for Shabbos. So give food for them for Shabbos. Yigdami, others say, someone who couldn't do an Erev Tavshilin. Right? It doesn't mean someone who forgot about it, but someone who couldn't. Rashi gives an example. He says, he's looking for something all day, he's so busy. Someone who could have and didn't? Posheu, you're a Poshea. And therefore, no one has to help you. You could if you want, but that's not what the pasuk's talking about. The pasuk's talking about someone who couldn't have done it, who wasn't able to. Someone who was able to, so then you don't have to, but again, if you want to, go for it. Okay, now, the end of the pasuk says, Ki chedvas Hashem himos chem. What does it mean when it says, Ki chedvas Hashem, the joy is Hashem, that's your strength? Amar Rav Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon. Amar Lahem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Hashem, it says to Klal Yisrael. Banai, Levu Alai, V'katcha kedushas hayom, v'haminu bi, v'ani poreah.
Someone doesn't have enough money to go in and buy food for Yontif for Shabbos. What should they do? Levu alai, borrow on me. In other words, I'll borrow from someone else, but I'll v'kitshu kedusha yom. V'aminu bi v'ani pareh. Don't worry, trust me. I will pay back. Unbelievable. This is also brought down even in halacha, such a concept. Go ahead, spend on Shabbos and Yontif. The Rebbe will take care. I heard a story about Rav Shimshon Pinkus, that Rav Shimshon Pinkus used to take his kids on Friday to the store, and they would say, guys, everyone can pick a treat. It's on the Tate. Hashem is taking care of it. Okay. Someone wants his money to last, as Rashi. You don't want people to go ahead and steal your property from you. You want to protect it. So what should you do? You should plant a tree, an Eder tree there. Rashi says it's an Ilan Choshev. It's very Choshev an Ilan who? Yeshlo Shem Lemerchak. There's a name for a very far distance. Since it's such a Choshev a tree, people see it. They're going to be like, oh, wow, that guy, Friedman, he's got the Eder tree. And someone tries to steal the land and say it's theirs. Everyone's going to know, no, it actually belongs to Friedman. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, Adir Bamorim Hashem. Strong in the heavens is Hashem. So we see that Eder is like strength. It'll hold on to you. It'll protect your property. Inami Idra Kishme. Or it means something else entirely. Idra Kishme. An Arami. It says Idra. Kida Amri Inchik. People say, my Idra. What is Idra? The Kaima Ledari Dari. Something that can go on from generation to generation. Tanya Namiyachi. We have a Bryce also supports this. Sadesh Yeshbo Eder. Sadesh has this Eder tree. Ainu Nixelis. It won't be stolen. Ainu Nechmeses. And it won't end up being Chamas. Chamas is a type of being stolen also. But when someone pays you, they just force you. They give you money and they force you to actually give them the property. Uperus Sein Mishtamarin. And its Peros get protected. A different Pshatim Rashi explains that because this type of tree gives off a type of smell that gets insects away. They run away. And therefore the fruit end up growing without getting impacted negatively. Just a drop more, the Lubliner strikes again. And Zokta Heilige Gemara, Tani Rav Techlifa Achua Drav Noi Choza. He came and he said the following idea. Beep, turn the page to Zayin Amad Alf. Ready for it, my friends? Tovshin Pei Beis. Erev Yom Kippur, as I'm speaking, and this is already into Yom Kippur's daf. Kol mazonosav shel adam, all the mazonos that a person is going to make. Kol mazonosav shel adam, kitzuvim lof. They are set. They are already fixed and set up. What you're going to make, mi Rosh Hashanah vad Yom Kippurim, Rosh Hashanah until Yom Kippur. Unbelievable. Chutz, except for Otsos Shabbosos, Otsos Yom Tovim, Otsos Banu Tamat Torah. What you go and you use for Shabbos, you spend money on Shabbos or Yontif, or the money you spend on your children on learning Torah, Shem Pasach, Pachas Pochsinlo. If you spend less, you get less about it. Vim Hosef Mosifinlo. If you do more, then you get more. So, my friends, Shabbos, Yontif, and Talmud Torah, don't hold back on doing what's good for our kids. Let's go back for hold back on what's good for Shabbos and Yontif. Rashi says that understand, Kol Ma Sha'asid Listakir B'Shana, whatever you're going to make this year, She'nizon Misham Katsuvlo, it's set. Kach V'kach. That's how much you're going to make. Yistakir B'Shana Zu. V'yishal Yizai, be careful. Milas Asitzi Meruba, don't spend too much. Shalo Yusifalo Schar L'Mizonos. Ella Masha Paskulo. That's all you have. What's set up is what you're going to be getting. So therefore, be careful. Point nonetheless is, this is it. Today, tomorrow, these are the days. This is the end days of what we're going to make for the entire year. Ribono Shel Olam should help every one of us. That we should have Parnosa B'Shefa. And we should use it properly. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day. And the Gemara Simitova leading up to Yom Kippur tomorrow. Agutin. Great, great day. Great, great year.